Obamacare is the problem. The problem is that we're trying to give health insurance to millions of Americans who don't have it. With an endless distraction of political posturing and phony scandals and Lord knows what, Washington keeps taking its eye off the ball. We've got to have a long-term plan based on steady, persistent effort to reverse the forces that are conspiring against middle-class families. That's what I'm pushing for.
All right, the president on the war path after the Republicans. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start this hour anyway, talking about the things, the scandals that the president is trying to dismiss, meaning one of them, of course, the IRS targeting Tea Party groups, groups with Patriot in their name, seeking that tax-exempt status. So we re-racked that. We know how that story goes. We still haven't gotten to the bottom of it, and it is the sum of our discontent on the Hill, committee after committee hearing and testimony after testimony, pretty much every day. That's what's happening. And whether it's the IRS or whether it's dumping data all over the place and diving through personal information and what's happening there, going through the phone records of the Associated Press, Benghazi still isn't off the radar yet. This is something that the president is having a very hard time shaking, and it's starting to affect his approval ratings a little bit. You know, once you're in for the second term, is it kind of a coast deal? Oof, let's coast into my legacy. Let me pay off my campaign promises, and in other words, pay them off for people that I said I would do work on this, I would work on that, just get to it and let the chips fall where they may. I think now starting to get slammed and starting to get caught in one thing after another, some of it tied to justice, some of it tied to the State Department, some of it tied to Homeland Security, whatever government entity it happens to be, the president doesn't like it. He doesn't like seeing and hearing and getting slammed for all of this stuff. So he's trying to push it off and say it's a made-up nonsense fight stuff that doesn't make any sense. And there are other things that he didn't really mention, that little block there, including voting rights. There are huge voting rights challenges, especially in Texas, which will open up yet another Republican president fight. Because one of the things that Eric Holder has said, remember, think of the Supreme Court and what happened with the Supreme Court. So the Attorney General, his surprise decision to challenge Texas's voting laws has triggered this fight. He's the one who put it out there. A lot of legal minds say the decision to get a court order requiring Texas to obtain federal clearance before changing its voting laws really sets this up almost like a UFC smackdown for an aggressive push to get as much federal oversight as possible over state voting laws. So here we go again. This is in response to the Supreme Court's decision last month to toss out a central part of the 1965 Voting Rights Act that determined which states require preclearance from the federal government before changing their voting laws, right? That ruling, as you know, stripped away power from the feds to be used to block last-minute restrictions on early voting and change any kind of changes to voter ID requirements for that matter. But the president and Eric Holder have said several times when they've been out addressing other things and other crowds that voting problems like long lines, last minute changes, all that kind of stuff, that the court's ruling could make those issues that much worse. Holder on Thursday was giving a speech to the National Urban League. He said, although mandated by the Constitution, voting rights are not always guaranteed in practice without robust enforcement. That sets that up. Well, we got to be the enforcers. We're going to rain down on the Lone Star State. So once again, it's the federal government telling the states what they can't do and what they can do. Even after the Supreme Court ruled. So the administration still continues to get in the middle of the road, to be, you know, to be the cows that are coming across and blocking what is supposed to go through. The Texas governor, Rick Perry, said it's an end around the Supreme Court. Or is this trying to single out Texas? I don't think it's trying to single out Texas. I think that going after Texas first and then sending off the alarms, hey, this is what's going to happen every other place. If the Justice Department wins an order requiring pre-clearance for Texas, the state could appeal that order quickly. Where else? To the high court. Does the Justice Department stand a chance of winning this challenge? See, and I think it's not to pick on Texas, that's because Texas is a big state. I think it's because it's being enacted. Go after Texas, then pursue the same thing in other states. That's what it is. And if you think about this, and you think about civil rights, and you think about constitutional accountability, I mean, this is right here, right now. This is the big UFC showdown. This is mixed martial arts of a different sort. Holder is relying on part of the Voting Rights Act, the bail-in provision, which would let the courts require preclearance in response to intentional racial discrimination. But that's what he would have to put out there. And a federal court has already suggested that Texas intentionally discriminated against minority voters when it redid the congressional districts. So he thinks he'll get what he needs to, you know, support that bail-in effort in Texas. All right, coming up this hour of America Tonight, as promised previously, we're going to chat with Charlie Drevna. That's about energy, about the Keystone Pipeline, about what's happening and what's stalling in Washington. And this is piggybacking off of a big energy speech that the president made a couple of days ago. So it'll be good to get Drevna's take on that. And Mike Bonacorsi is coming up next to get you retirement ready. He's got that great book out called Retirement Readiness. It's like a workbook. Because people retire, they think they have their ducks in a row, and I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir with some of you, and you don't, because something happens, an unforeseen mishap, or just the money that you thought you needed, you actually needed more. That's never a good thing, isn't it? It's so much better when you have the surplus. Kind of like how the government has it backwards. Wouldn't it be nice if we actually had that surplus? So don't go away. Mike B. next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Absolutely, hands down, one of our favorites. And you too, because for the past year, we're getting tons of questions for Mike Bonaccorsi. And you know, I think his book is something you absolutely must have. Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. He has too many credentials to mention. It would eat up the entire segment. But just know this, he's a certified financial planner. And he's got a zillion other things behind his name. Michael, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm excellent. Thank you. The so many people fall into this, and we've talked about all aspects of this, but so many people, I think it's like the first time you get on a diving board and decide, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to jump off or I'm going to dive off, and I'm not going to go back down the ladder. Now, so what happens is, the analogy I'm trying to make is, when you finally are getting ready to retire, and you know you're going to retire in a year or so, how should you start to prepare so you don't have that awful feeling in the pit of your stomach like the diving board and you just plop off?
Exactly, Kate. You know what's even worse is when you've taken that dive and you look down and you realize there's no water in the pool.
Scary.
So, and that could be the same kind of situation where you retire and really say, boy, this is it, I've retired. Now you start trying to figure out, can I afford this? How am I going to pay for this? What am I going to do with my time? What happens to the benefits that I had? All of these things after you've made that move, and in some cases it could be too late. So I think the person that starts thinking a year, 2 years ahead of time is doing the absolute right thing. So what do you got to think about? You know, the first thing I always ask people is, why do you want to retire? Just let me know. Is it a real retirement that you want? Or maybe you just want to escape from the job you have. Maybe it's just time to make moves. So really is to take the time and understand, is this retirement, what's retirement going to be for you? Does it mean you're not going to work at all? Does it mean you might work part-time? Tell me what you want to do with your time. I think that's critical. The other thing is you got to think about is, can I afford to retire? You know, where's my income going to come from? How does my income match up against my expenses? If there's a deficit, if I don't have enough money to cover those expenses, how am I going to make that deficit up? Where's that going to come from? Critical piece right there. The other piece is, what about medical expenses? I think, we've had this conversation so many times, Kate. Medical expenses, health care is going to be such a big retirement simply because they're living so long. And we don't really have, you know, the experience to know what kind of expenses you're going to have at 85, 90, 95 years old. We won't know what kind of shape you're going to be in until you get there. So some people will require a lot more. Some people may not require as much. But how am I going to cover my medical until Medicare covers me? If I'm not 65 years old, how am I going to cover that gap? If I am 65 years old and I have Medicare, well, that'll help somewhat, but it may not be enough. So understanding how you're going to take care of yourself is going to be important. And the other thing is that there may be people in your household that are dependent on you for certain benefits. You may have children there that are dependent on you for health benefits. You may have a spouse that's dependent on you for health benefits. And if you leave that your job, how's that person going to be covered? So a lot of things to think about. It really takes some real true planning out there. It isn't, you know, at this point, it really isn't necessarily how am I going to invest my money. It really requires a good, strong plan, understanding where you're going to go, where you're going to go, and then build the strategies in behind it.
Yeah, and it goes along with that, and what everybody always wants to know is figuring out their Social Security benefit, because that's part of this, knowing what you're getting and all that, what you can expect coming in every month. So the big question is, where can they find the Social Security benefit? You know, they used to send that thing out to us maybe once a year, and it told you, okay, this is kind of an estimate based on what you're making, and then they listed everything, but you're not getting that anymore. So some people are confused.
Yeah, if you go to the Social Security website, ssa.gov, they've got a new section in there for people that can go in, you can sign on, you can create an account, it'll show you how you can file for benefits online, you can print statements out so you have an up-to-date statement. It's a great site, and I encourage people to do that. It's real simple. It doesn't cost anything. You go in, create a password, a username, and like I said, it gives you a good Social Security benefit. It tells you benefits. It gives you a good website, a lot of information there. I think there's some calculators in there to help you determine your benefit, give you an idea of some of the options you have when it's time to take your benefit. So it's ssa.gov.
Yeah, and this is a big question because we see a lot of older people. You talked about it. Why are you retiring? What is that about? When are you retiring? All that kind of thing. And then sometimes people retire. The people that we bought our house from, actually, he retired. He had done really well for himself, had worked himself to death almost, in fact, retired when he was 50, realized when he was traveling around, whoops, I got to unretire. So he did that and then started working again. But he was 50, so it's a little bit different when you do that when you're collecting Social Security. What happens when you collect Social Security and then you decide, geez, I'm offered these great side gigs, I'm an accountant or whatever, can you still work? People always want to know that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, even people that are collecting pensions, it's a question that comes up the more often than you would think. Look, I retired from my job, but, you know, I still want to work for whatever reason. Can I continue to work? Absolutely. You just got to know that there's some benefits have rules attached to them, and Social Security is one that does. If you are younger than full retirement age, and let's just for illustration, assume full retirement age is 66 years old. So if you start collecting your benefit at age 62, you decided you wanted to take your benefit early, but now you have to go back to work, there's an earnings limit in there. And what happens is that the Social Security says you can collect your benefit. However, if you earn more than $15,120, your benefit is going to be reduced $1 for every $2 you earn. Now, listening to it all over the air, it might sound a little complicated, but I got a little illustration I put together here. Let's assume that you're collecting a $700 a month benefit, $8,400 a year, but you have a side job at Home Depot and you make $20,000. Mm-hmm. Well, the way the calculation would go is you'd subtract the $15,120, which is the maximum you can earn from the 20. That gives you $4,880 that you're over the earnings limit. you cut that in half because you reduced $1 for every $2 you earn, so 50% of that overage, which is $2,440, is deducted from your Social Security benefit. So that means that year you would be entitled to a $5,960 benefit.
Oh, wow.
It's a little bit of a reduction. Now, the year that you're going to turn full retirement age, the year that you're going to turn 66, if that's your full retirement age, and that's what we're using for our illustration, you can earn up to $40,000 before your benefit is reduced. And in that year, your benefit is reduced $1 for every $3 that you earn. So you get a better deal. Instead of giving up 50% of your benefit, you're basically giving up a third of your benefit.
Mm. So that's a good thing to figure out, to know whether it's worth it, because for some people it really could be worth it, and everybody's picture is different, how they're retiring, what they have, all of that, right?
Exactly. And then the month that you turn full retirement age, you can earn as much as you want from that point forward, and there is no reduction in benefits. Now, one other thing to realize is that when your benefit is reduced, it doesn't disappear. It gets rolled into your lifelong Social Security benefits.
Mm.
So you collect it over your lifetime. It just gets rolled into that pool of money, and at full retirement age, it'll be paid out to you over your lifetime.
Ah, so there you go. So it's not necessarily what you think in your head, a complete loss. This money's being dumped out.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and I think people misunderstand that. They think it is.
Exactly. So many people think that they're going to lose that money,
yeah.
It's gone forever. No, it gets rolled into the pool with the rest of your benefits. If somehow you don't collect enough to cover all that money and your spouse survives you, they may collect. So.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. All right. So you understand that now. These are just a couple of the things that we've been covering here over the last year. And this was good stuff. The Social Security is, I think, one of the biggest aspects that people really, really get confused on. Mike Bonacorsi, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Okay, take care, Kate. Thanks a lot.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You know that just a couple of days ago, listening to the president and talking about futuristically what's happening when it comes to energy in this country, I realized something that a lot of people don't understand. Some of the things, one, that are being pulled apart that ultimately could be successful and work in this country. And then the other thing is that people don't realize how much they're paying at the pump when it becomes to... when it comes to some of the policies that are already in place. So in the wings, this guy's perfect to explain it and break it all down, is Charlie Drevna, president of the American Fuel and Petrochemicals Association. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing well, Kate. Thanks for having me on again.
All right, the big one is the renewable fuel standard. Explain that, because, you know, there's been this push about repealing the RFS, and people are confused by that in the first place.
Well, what it is, Kate, is that back in 2007, when the energy landscape and just about every other landscape in this nation was different, Congress passed a bill and the president signed it that said we would be forced as refiners to put more and more and more ethanol and other biofuels into the gasoline and diesel supply. Now, whether you, in 2007, whether we agreed with it or not, is a whole other story. But there's absolutely no doubt today that the landscape has certainly changed. And the whole premise, all the premises that this law was based on are actually not occurring today and are actual fallacies. The biggest one, I believe, immediately for your listeners and for the rest of the country, is the fact that we cannot put any more ethanol into the gasoline supply without voiding warranties on automobiles and lawnmowers and outboard motors for marine manufacturers and anything that has gasoline in its engine, simply because that equipment is not built to take any more than 10% ethanol. This law requires us to put more and more and more ethanol into the gasoline and pool as the years go by, and they forgot to figure into the fact that maybe Americans would not be using as much gasoline now as that we were then, and which has happened. So as refiners, we are not about to put the consumer at risk, and we're not about to ruin automobile and other engines. So you know, we've been saying this law is an anachronism and needs to be repealed. And all the good intentions, as they such as they were back then, again, completely different landscape, especially when you're looking at the vast amount of our own natural resources that we have in oil and natural gas.
Yeah. And so some of this has been discussed on the Hill the last couple of days. What are the chances of repealing, do you think?
Well, I think everyone knows, but and again, I have to emphasize, this is not a partisan issue.
Yeah.
You have just as many, you know, Republicans and Democrats together questioning the efficacy of this program. Matter of fact, I just testified 2 days ago in front of a House committee, Energy and Commerce Committee, and it was the ironic thing, Kate. It's just not the refining industry. You had the chain restaurant folks up there. You had pork and poultry and cattle producers up there. You had food processors. You had other engine equipment people. You had the automobiles. And surprise, surprise, you had environmental groups up there all saying the same thing. So there is a, you know, you want to call strange bedfellows. There they are.
Yeah, no kidding. Environmental guys with the food guys, and then you refinery guys,
right.
Refining industry. That is interesting, no doubt about that. And plus, here's the thing: even if we were pushing for ethanol, really producing ethanol, how many plants do we even have that can
well,
do that?
Well, you probably have two more than you need, because back when this law was first passed, everybody and their uncle decided they were going to get into the game. They overbuilt, and again, we're not anti-ethanol. And we're not anti-biofuel. We're anti-putting the consumer at risk. And we're anti-having the nation to spend more money on food and fuel than we have to. And we are, I mean, I gotta tell you, okay, we're getting an ear in Congress, on this issue. I mean, I've gotta share this with you. I think it's, you know, we talked about the strange bedfellows here. The ethanol proponents have actually stated, and this came out today, actually stated that the environmental group is in the pocket of the oil industry. I haven't heard a joke like that in years. But that just goes to show you how everyone is coalescing around the fact that, and whatever you thought about it back then, and we were, you know, not saying that we told you so, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, we told you so. We told you this was going to happen. We didn't realize it was going to happen so soon because of the decrease in gasoline demand and the ever-increasing supply in ethanol that we can't put more in than the autos will warranty. But we knew there was going to be this day. We just didn't figure it would be in 2013 so soon.
Yeah,
but,
no kidding.
Yeah, but it's an interesting debate. Now, and then I'm listening to the president's speech yesterday about how we're going to get the economy going.
Yeah.
And I decided I'm going to apply for a new job. That mm-hmm. job is going to be the speechwriter for the president, because that's got to be the easiest job in Washington, D.C., because it's the same speech I've been hearing since January of 2009.
It's true. You're right.
Yeah.
You could go back and take the tape, which I'm sure we have here on America Tonight, and you'd hear the same things. Absolutely.
Yeah,
you're right.
I feel like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day.
Plug and play. You're right. Absolutely. There's no question, especially now in his second term, because now it's coasting time. But this is a president who doesn't want to see his numbers sag, and that's all about sell, 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 so keep the narrative the same. I think that's what's happening. That's why we're hearing the same things over and over again. And speaking of that, the Keystone XL pipeline, to me, bringing jobs. You want to talk about bringing jobs to this country, and then, of course, Canada wants it. They're salivating it. Do we really want it to go to the Chinese? There's all kinds of confusion on that. What's going to happen with the pipeline?
Well, if it's not permitted, then we know that the president's all of the above strategy is just a bunch of rhetoric. If it's not permitted, there are going to be 20,000 jobs, union jobs that aren't going to develop, and hundreds of thousands of other ones, in latter years. And if it's not permitted, we do understand, we do know that this economic recovery, such as it is going to fall flat on its face. Because, Kate, you know this, I know this, and I'm truly hopeful that your listeners know this. We've got an opportunity here in the United States, again, working with our good friends and neighbors up there in Canada. We've got an opportunity here to have such a renaissance, both an energy and manufacturing renaissance, because of the various resources we have, whether it's oil shale or natural gas from shale, whether it's crude oil from the Canadian oil sands, an opportunity that, I mean, my goodness, that we wouldn't have even imagined 8 or 9 years ago. And if the president decides that the Keystone Pipeline won't be permitted, then we can kiss all that other stuff goodbye, because it just won't happen. I mean, again, he takes credit for all of this increased oil and natural gas production, which he had absolutely nothing to do with. He couldn't stop it if he tried right now, because it was all on state and private lands. We have about 94% of the nation's reserves, the reserves that the federal government controls, off limits. 94%.
Wow.
And, you know, and he talks a great game. But again, that's that, you dust off that speech from last week, last year, January of 2009, whenever the heck it was given, to talk about we're gonna grow and we're gonna do all of the above, et cetera, et cetera. It's just unfortunate. But am I still hopeful? Absolutely. I believe that there's just too much for this nation and our citizenry to lose to have one person or one ideology who refuse to admit or refuse to look at the reality of the situation. And slowly but surely, you're seeing others in the president's party come to the realization that, wait a minute, this is not working. And that's a good sign. I'm optimistic. Yeah. I'm usually a cynic, but I'm optimistic on this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I know a lot about that pipeline, and I just don't. I haven't danced around it on the air, but dancing around it with some that are opposed, and I just don't get it. Especially since initially it really went through all the environmental regulations. You know, even Stephen Chu signed off on it until all of a sudden
he didn't.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the opponents, Kate, they don't. You have to realize what their end game is. Their end game is not to stop the Keystone Pipeline because of whatever reasons they spout off, and they Daryl Hannah changed herself to the White House gates. Their whole game is to get off of fossil fuels. Now, hey, you know, you can argue if that's a noble cause. I think you're living in another planet. But if the realization of it is, you know, until there's something out there that's more efficient, more abundant, and more reliable and more accessible, then you know what? You know, you can chain yourself to the White House gate all you want. While the rest of the world is going to use fossil fuels, we're going to be here, you know, ceding any kind of economic and security, national security strength that we have. And this is at the end of the day, this is a national security issue.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Charlie Drevna, president of the American Fuel and Petrochemicals Association. Always fun to kick it around with you. Thanks, Charlie.
All right, Kate. You enjoy.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The final fairway, if you will, on this Hour of America tonight. Little odds and ends for you on the day. A couple of interesting things. You know, here we were talking about energy before that, and we're talking about retirement and mixing some other things. Detroit, and this bankruptcy deal. Kind of amazing that with all the bailouts that we do for the Middle East, there is no bailouts for our own cities that are decaying and falling apart. Cities like Detroit, anyway. So Detroit City Council, while they're in the middle, and they're getting heavily criticized, by the way, for this, while they're in the middle of bailing out the boat, they're trying to bail as fast as they can. People are jumping off the ship like rats, right? People are fleeing Detroit. So what do they focus on? They focus on this week instead reaction to the George Zimmerman acquittal. They spent so much time passing a resolution supporting a federal investigation into George Zimmerman instead of focusing on their financial woes. Now, if I live in Detroit, man, I am not happy that my city council is focusing on a national discussion, basically, on an opinion about the shooting death of a teenager in Florida when we are drowning. I mean, they are drowning in that city, gushing, leaking. I can think of 50 different words, adjectives to use to put in play there. And none of them have anything to do with George Zimmerman, let's put it that way.
Aren't the Red Wings getting a new stadium, too?
I know. Nathan Reeder, you're absolutely right. The glue of the show. And the middle of that, you're also dealing with a new facility for the Red Wings. And granted, the Red Wings draw people in. So if somebody's making money there, it's the Red Wings. You could argue that they're one of the more stable franchises when it comes to the NHL, but it's not saving the city. So how insane is that? I mean, you talk about financial ruin. Seriously, to see pictures, it's sad to see. I can remember going to Detroit and thinking, that's a pretty cool city. This wasn't any time in recent history. And you see the same places where I went, and it's just, I mean, like a ghost town. It looks like something from Soylent Green. Like everybody, like zombies came out, and everybody ran away. And that's it. People are just running away from Detroit. So they waste time on this measure. Now, if everything was copacetic and they were doing well, hey, if they wanted to throw in on that, I mean, so be it. But it took up time, in other words, that should have been used in another direction. I mean, they got, you know, they've got to tackle this abandoned homes thing, the buildings that are abandoned. You're talking about 40%. That is a big number, folks. 40% of the people live in poverty. The city has long-term debts of at least $18 billion. And, you know, the bankruptcy process, you don't snap your fingers and this happens overnight. This could take a year. And the assaults that have happened in Detroit, the numbers are crazy. It was the second deadliest per capita in Detroit's history last year, behind 1987. Man. Since we are in the final straightaway, how could I possibly not touch the third rail of sexting when it comes to Anthony Weiner? And the reason I bring it up is because, you know, you just knew when there was a press conference that there was more to come. So the floodgates have opened. And supposedly what the true scoop is that Weiner was involved with at least 6 to 10 women. Three of them, after he resigned his congressional seat over for doing the racy chat online thing. And now, of course, his private parts are all over a website called The Dirty. And everybody knows about his crazy, you know, nickname now, and it just gets worse and worse for this guy. Not your average sex scandal, in other words. And you have to, not to harp on this, but you have to ask yourself, what would you think of New York City voters if they put him in? You know, you could say, well, who cares? Whatever somebody, if somebody's falling apart and they have an Achilles heel and we think it's a weird proclivity, I mean, who cares? How does that really affect the city? It to me, it affects the city, it shows, because he's addicted. And how can he possibly be focused on what he has to do if he's focused on other things? And he's never going to change. I mean, it shows that he has a mountain to climb if he's going to change. Quinnipiac University did a poll. They released it the other day. And it was taken before even the news of his latest indiscretions came out. Weiner got a 17% score for moral character. Thursday's poll also showed a majority of New York Democrats, 55%, have an unfavorable impression of Weiner. 30% have a favorable opinion. That represents the highest negative rating he's received the entire election season. Half, 46%, say Wiener's online sex relationships would impact their vote, and almost 3 in 4, 73%, said support from his wife would have no impact on how they trusted him. Well, thank goodness for that, right? I love Nancy Pelosi, too, the House Minority Leader, who was very close with Anthony Weiner when he was the next coming for the Democrats, right? Now she's saying that his conduct is reprehensible, stunning, and clueless. Stunning and clueless. And then says that he might need therapy. So Weiner did say he's still working with people to get help dealing with his penchant for X-rated online flirting. But he says he disputes any suggestion that it's any kind of an addiction. I think he should just pull out of the race. It's too much. He's a drama queen. And people are tired of the drama, I think, surrounding him. So the voters are going to just vote. This is it. Whatever ambition he had politically, it's toast. It's gone. And once he went through that whole thing in Congress, then he had to know, okay, if you're going down this road, forget it. You think these young girls are not going to say anything? And they're not going to release the photos you're sending them? And the answer is, of course. Of course they're going to do that. So I say, by the next 2 weeks, Anthony Weiner is just a blip on the radar screen when it comes to this mayor thing. And somebody should put some sense into him, because he's just blowing through any money he might be spending if he thinks he's going to put out some ads and get people to pay attention to whatever it is he's trying to get us to believe. And not really us across the nation, more the New Yorkers. So there's some exciting ways that you can be a part of America Tonight. You can shoot us an email at americatonight.net, click on contact. You can friend us on Facebook. And also we tweet. Hit us up on Twitter. All roads lead to that website. Have a good one. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.